This is GQDN for Thursday, March 15th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes, including Questworthy. If you do that, or get any of the other delicious drink mixes that they have there, put in the promo code Quest, you get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff there. And by stackup.org. In today's news, some people got airlifted. Yes, they did. We got some Kingdom Hearts 4 news. If you like that stuff. And we got some Nintendo Switch news as well. But we do begin with EA. Rock, Paper, Shotgun did say that the EA employees were not happy about returning to work. Now, what this is an in-person work thing. And EA did provide an edict that all the companies within 30 miles of the EA building will be back to the offices. And they'll be with a 3-day week in office. But those outside the radius will be remote unless the role is changed. So they could be either on-site or hybrid. Now, IGN talked to some of the employees anonymously who said that they were upset, confused, or unsure about what will happen to them or their jobs if they couldn't move within that 30-mile radius. One of them said, quote, existing remote workers would have their exemptions to return to office sunset sometimes in the next 3 to 24 months. Now, end quote. Two of the sources did tell IGN that some of their home conditions, whether it be childcare or medical, and their long commutes, were all given as reasons. And some of the mandates could be referred to as, quote, quiet layoffs, end quote, due to all of those issues. And EA must be aware that some of the employees would find it almost impossible to meet those requirements. Now, EA did lay off around 300 workers, which means roughly 100 at Titanfall Studio Respawn. And then last year, they laid off 5% of the workforce, close to 670. That would be Andrew Wilson and Laura Milley, also took home around $40 million between them last year. They also said, Rock, Paper, Shotgun, that Ubisoft is pushing back some of their games and announcing some cost-cutting after, quote, a challenging year, end quote. Now, the Snabble Sneak merchants, Ubisoft, that's a quote from Rock, Paper, Shotgun, said that Ubisoft is pushing back the release of some of the projects in the wake of Assassin's Creed Shadows. And that's where the CEO, Yves Guillemot, did say, quote, he has reaffirmed the power of the Assassin's Creed brand. I know it's kind of odd, but that's the way it was written, end quote. But the tactical peddlers were also looking to cut costs by close to $100 million across their organization. So Guillemot was talking in the latest earnings call, quote, this year has been a challenging one for Ubisoft, with mixed dynamics across our portfolio amid intense industry competition, end quote. He also said that the company had the overall earnings for the past year that was below their objective, but they are in a strong position regardless, thanks to the, quote, discipline applied across the group, end quote, which could include the mass layoffs in January among their cutbacks. And Ubisoft shrunk their staff headcount by around 300,000 people since the end of September 2022. Now, Rock, Paper, Shotgun is thinking that delaying Assassin's Creed Shadows was to assure a more positive reception than what Star Wars Outlaws did have there last year. So he did say that delay did pay off, because Shadows did have the second highest launch day in revenue of any game in the series. Now, for the rest of 2025 and next year, early next year, according to Rock, Paper, Shotgun, could look pretty slim in comparison. So on the PC, NO117, Pax Romana, and Heroes of Might and Magic, Olden Era, could be together with the expansions of the Assassin's Creed Shadows, and maybe also the Prince of Persia Sands of Time remake. We'll see what happens with Ubisoft the company. But if you want to know what's going on for the rest of the year, one of the places to go and watch is the Future Game Show. The Summer Showcase was announced by PC Gamer, and they did reveal that both Laura Bailey and Matthew Mercer, oh, you know those two, because they are from Critical Role. So those two voice actors will be there to announce all the games that will be alongside the Summer Games Showcase via the Game Awards. So that will be 4 p.m. Eastern Time on June 7th, and that will be hosted on YouTube, Twitch, X, Facebook, TikTok, and GamesRadar. June 7th. That'll be a Saturday, and it's coming really soon, about 3 weeks from now. You know what's going to be there. Come on. We're going to have some Nintendo Switch 2 games, right? NintendoEverything.com said that Nintendo Switch 2 reviews can be limited, but they are going to get a big day one patch. Now, Nintendo was informing some of the journalists that they will not have access to a unit until launch day. TheGameBusiness.com, they talked to 4 media members, including 2 that were described, quote, very, very senior journalists in the game industry, end quote. But they could also be throwing a wrench into the Summer Games Fest, because the media event is happening during the same week as Nintendo Switch 2 launch, which would mean that some of the people would need to cover the console while working the event. That doesn't mean there won't be any reviews. Some of them would be limited. So, what about the updates? Well, the game business did also say that some of the third-party member publishers were supporting the new system at the launch, but they were stunned by the situation with reviews. But an unnamed PR boss did say that there could be something special for Nintendo Switch 2's debut for all the people that, quote, want something else in addition to Mario Kart, end quote. But that person also said that, quote, the lack of independent critical validation is going to make it very hard for us, end quote. So what could really happen? That was the update. That was quite possibly the patch. I bet this would get patched. Oh boy, PlayStation Universe said that Dragon Quest XII is not dead. But the creator, Yuri Horii, did say they, quote, can't say anything specific, end quote, about the sequel yet. So, Dragon Quest XII, The Flames of Fate, is right now being worked on by Square Enix. And during an interview with Games Reactor, Horii did say that they're putting a lot of work into Dragon Quest XII, but he's not ready to give any details yet. Here's what he said, quote, yes, indeed. I can't say anything. I apologize. I'm making it. Putting lots of work into it. I can only say that the next work will be great, too. I'm working really hard. Please look forward to it. It is the only thing I can say. Now, end quote. Dragon Quest XII, The Flames of Fate was announced by Square Enix during the 35th anniversary celebrations in May 2021. 4 years ago, but not much has been shared about it. The only thing that we know is it's being powered by Unreal Engine 5, though it is in the works. So is this one. Square Enix, during the Kingdom Hearts 20th anniversary up on YouTube, did show some screenshots for Kingdom Hearts 4. Okay, so the development team for Square Enix did provide an update and some screenshots to Kingdom Hearts 4. The team said, quote, to our Kingdom Hearts community, we're currently working on Kingdom Hearts 4 and will continue pouring ourselves into the game development. We're dedicated to making this an experience that lives up to your expectations. We've seen how excited you are, and we are truly grateful from the bottom of our hearts. We are equally excited and can't wait to share more about Kingdom Hearts 4 when the time is right. Until then, we appreciate your patience. Thank you for your continued support and your expectations. And they did show some screenshots. They look pretty good, just saying. They're in our show notes. So if you're a Patreon and in our Discord, you'll be able to see them. But some playtesting was done on a different game. GamesRadar.com did say that Hideo Kojima said that 60% of the Death Stranding playtesters thought it was a bad game, but he thinks that that would make it a good balance. So he had an interview with Edge magazine, and he did say that, quote, "I did a lot of monitoring tests for the first Death Stranding. I find that 4 out of 10 people would love the game, and 6 would say it was a terrible game," end quote. Now, the 40% rating, according to GamesRadar, did sound dire. But Kojima did say, quote, "That's a good balance," end quote. That is not something that he would be repeating with Death Stranding 2. And that's where he said that everyone was positive, or at least seemed positive, which was good news for Sony. But he also said that it should have been a little more controversial. Now, back to what GamesRadar is saying, is that the blockbuster movies that come out by Sony would require an 80% approval rating before they would go to the cinemas. Kojima did respond, quote, "I don't want to make games like that. I'm not interested in appealing to the mass market or selling millions of copies. That's not what I'm aiming for," end quote. But he also said that he doesn't want to make a failure. For the quote, "I must take care of my studio, my staff, and our production budget. But in essence, I don't want to simply recreate something that's already in the world. I want to make something new," end quote. Now, Death Stranding had passed 20 million players. Put that up against the 40% approval rating. You can let me know what you think about that at Joe Brums on X and Blue Sky. Now we get to something good. Sonic Wings Reunion via both Nintendo Everything and Gamatsu.com will be coming our way October 7th. The pre-orders will come May 27th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. So if you're looking forward to a game, and if you think that this shoot 'em up game will be for you, it'll be up on PlayStation 4 and 5 and on Switch October 7th. That's in time for Switch 2. We'll end with this one. Now, we said that some of the tourists were going to the Ghost of Yoti namesake mountain in Japan, but GamesRadar.com said that they had to be airlifted because they got stranded and they were starting to freeze. Now, that's one of the real world locations that were inspired by the video game. So on May 13th, a British man and woman hiked up the Yoti Mountain in Hokkaido, and they were trapped due to the cold weather. The man was wearing shorts, and the woman was wearing a short-sleeved top. So they were not prepared for the cold weather at the top of the 1,898-meter mountain. And this was reported by UHB, translated by Automation, and they said that the couple did get to the ninth shelter on the mountain, which was about 1,750 meters up. And that was the final one before the peak. But the cold weather and their lack of the appropriate hiking gear did prevent them from ascending much further. So the police were called, and they were rescued by helicopter 30 minutes later. But at least they got home safely. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. Go play some video games, people.